Ali Balboa, come tell us what God has done in your life.
My name is Ali Balboa. I grew up in a Christian household, but I didn't truly know God. I went through the motions as if Christianity was a tradition. I religiously attended a Christian school, Girl Scouts, church camps, and Sunday school. By the world's standard, I was a great kid. I came to a place in my life where I wasn't following the rules anymore and found myself being drawn in by the sins of the world. I moved to Nevada thinking I would escape my sin, make a new start, and find myself. I found myself deep in the snow, deep in debt, and deep in ugly, rebellious sin that followed with me. The weight of my sin fell upon me one night as I felt the conviction of God on my heart. I thought to myself, how could the God I know love me now? He is so holy, and I am so unworthy. While driving in the snow, I pulled over to the side at a nearby church. Sorrowfully crying, I called out to God, please forgive me. I am so sorry for sinning against you. I prayed and asked God to forgive me for all the wrong I'd ever done against him as I repented of my sins. I entered the church and sat near the back, and I heard a message that spoke to me that night. As I left the church, I left with a peace and love from God, knowing that my life had forever changed. That peace and love was to trust in him, follow him, and he would give me eternal life. That night, I did trust in him and followed him. A few days later, on February 10, 2005, I left Nevada. I drove home to California with a zeal for Christ and a desire for it to be seen in me. God saved me that night, and I wanted to follow him. I ran with endurance in such a way that I could only win. I wanted nothing to do with the world and everything to do with Christ. I wanted the world to see Christ in me. When God later revealed to me the doctrines of grace, I fell even more in love with the one true sovereign God. His unmerited favor is what called me to repent, turn from my sin, and follow him. I trust in Christ alone as I'm completely dependent on him. Because Galatians 2:20 says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. God has created in me a new heart to serve him, and with that new heart, the supernatural desire to be conformed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, the one who came to this earth as a man to live a holy and perfect life and be the perfect sacrifice to die on the cross in my place, to satisfy the wrath of God because of my sin. Jesus died in my place, so I wouldn't have to die. I truly have a desire to fall even deeper in love with God and to share the gospel. I pray that the Holy Spirit will work in me until my last breath. I have a desire to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I really do love the Lord and seek for that love to be evident in my life as I seek after the Lord's will for my life. Today's baptism is my public profession of faith that I believe in the one true God, that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and that the Holy Spirit is working in me. All glory and honor to God, that for our sake he made Christ to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. I was once dead in my sin, but now I am alive through Christ.
You did it. It's the first time I've heard your testimony without you crying. Thanks, Alan. Praise God. Appreciate it.